Thursday, the third day of March, designated as World Hearing Day. And we thought we'd take that opportunity to talk to you about your hearing and maybe what you need to know about hearing aids and getting your hearing checked. And to help us with that is Thomas Powers, managing member of the Powers Consulting, helps out the folks in the hearing industry, and also Kate Carr, president of the Hearing Industries Association, here on World Hearing Day. Why don't we start, I guess, with the doctor, if we could give a sense of what's the state of hearing in the U.S. or in the world? I mean, are we suffering from a lot of hearing loss? Are we taking care of our hearing, I guess, is a better way to state that.
Well, I think we're doing an okay job at that. But we do have a significant number of people here in the United States, well over 45 million people with significant hearing loss. We see hearing loss, increasing a little bit with, us wearing headphones and iPods and ear pads and all that stuff that we're wearing. So we do have a significant number of people and a significant number that don't take action to either find out how bad their hearing loss is, or once they do, to really seek treatment for it. And that could be as simple as removing earwax, or if you need hearing aids, you could go that route as well.
How often would we have our hearing checked? What would be the good idea for that?
Well, the recommendations from the audiological associations are certainly over 50 to 55. We would recommend that you at least have a screening or a hearing test done on an every other year basis. If you're experiencing any kind of symptoms, or if you're being told by family members and friends and colleagues that you're not catching everything, you're asking to repeat a lot, et cetera, you really should seek a hearing care professional, an audiologist, or an ENT, depending on what you think the issue may be, to make sure that it isn't something significant, a medical issue that needs to be taken care of.
Now, if they determine that you have some hearing loss and they need to get something to help you, and we think of hearing aids, things have changed over time. Kate, if you could explain to us sort of what's the state of hearing aids and what do they look like and what are they not if people haven't seen one for a while?
Well, the perception about hearing aids is really outdated, Bruce. And we'd like to explain to people that modern hearing aids, what you can buy today, have fantastic technology. You can stream Bluetooth. You can connect to apps. There are different styles so that you can wear them in your ear or behind your ear. The prices vary. You can get a pair of hearing aids for a little over $1,000. Still significant, but over the course of 5 years that they'll last, probably a little bit more affordable than people might think about them. You really have excellent sound quality as well, and they're a great asset to people. So we encourage people to take a look at what's available today and get rid of those outdated ideas about what they are.
Are hearing aids a prescription? Is this something you can buy over the counter, or what do you recommend, or how do people go about obtaining them, and what's the best results they can have?
Well, you used two important words there. The FDA is considering a new regulation that we expect to be released sometime this year that will allow people to purchase hearing aids without a prescription, without seeing a hearing care professional, to buy them without any assistance. Over-the-counter is what they have. Now, it's not old-school over-the-counter. It can be online. It can be in a bricks-and-mortar store. But it will be without the assistance of a hearing care professional. And they're intended for people with mild to moderate hearing loss. Now, most people, for one, as Tom pointed out, don't pay attention to their hearing loss. So we kind of suspect that they're not going to know if an over-the-counter device will be right for them. Do they have mild to moderate hearing loss? So we think the best first step is to see a hearing care professional, and you can find one if you visit our website, betterhearing.org.
I know that the industry for eyeglasses has changed over time, or sometimes if you have maybe a prescription, other places can get it. So that landscape has sort of changed. Maybe it's a little different sort of for hearing aids, because I suppose there's ways that if you have something that's really not appropriate, it could cause further damage. Correct, Doctor?
Yeah, that's the real concern. And I think, everyone who's interested in this over-the-counter regulation that's coming, safety and efficacy are the two most important parts. That's what the FDA is charged with doing. So that's why we think it's so important that you get your hearing checked, find out if you're in that mild to moderate category, and that you get something that's appropriate for your hearing loss, and that you don't get something that's either has too much output or too much amplification in your ear, or not enough. And then you think, well, I knew these things didn't work, and either way is not good. And I'd like to make one other point, is that these over-the-counter devices are intended for people over 18. Children still should see professionals. They should see their pediatrician. They see an ear, nose, and throat physician, preferably, and an audiologist, because for children, speech and language development is very important. So these are intended for adults with mild to moderate hearing loss.
What could you speak on sort of the stigma that somebody might feel if they have to wear a hearing aid or get that? I mean, it either shows that they're missing out on something, or maybe they're feeling inadequate because they can't hear as much. What confidence can you give for people in that regard?
I really believe the stigma about wearing devices has decreased with the increased popularity of various AirPods and other devices that connect to through Bluetooth, through streaming, connect to your telephone. So having something in your ear is somewhat not surprising today. And in comparison, a hearing aid worn behind the ear is nearly invisible to people, or some that are worn inside the ear are practically invisible to people. The stigma about it might be related to how people feel. Is hearing, one of the causes is aging, and people don't want to think that they're getting older, so they might want to avoid that connection between I have to do something for myself because I'm getting older and my hearing isn't as good as it used to be. Most people say they hear well enough, but really well enough isn't good enough if people are telling you you're not hearing everything that I'm saying here.
I was going to say, what would be some of the signs then if you have somebody, a partner, somebody in your household where you might think that there's an issue? Are they having the TV on too loud? Are they asking you to repeat things? Is that kind of the standard operating procedure for people whose hearing seem to be going?
Yeah, that's the first sign. Is usually people around you notice it probably before you do. In many cases, you may notice it but choose to ignore it. But yeah, having the TV up too loud, asking to repeat, withdrawing from social situations because you can't understand the conversation, and then as that happens, then again the social isolation begins. You don't want to go to family events. So any of those kinds of activities where you're not participating or answering the wrong question is really a lot of the key indicators that you probably do have a hearing loss. And to Kate's point about the devices, years ago, one of the companies made a bumper sticker that said, your hearing loss is more conspicuous than your hearing aid. And I think that's a great statement. I'd love to find some of those, but it sort of is a great statement. If you wear a device, you're going to hear everything, and people might not even notice you have the device on.
Right, as opposed to what? I didn't hear you, or you get frustrated because people claim that they've told you something and you somehow don't remember it, creates other issues. Kate, if people want to find out more about what we talked about today, also World Hearing Day, where's a good place to get started?
Visit our website, betterhearing.org, or follow us on Facebook at Better Hearing.
Sounds good. Kate Carr, President of Hearing Industries Association, also Thomas Power, PhD, Managing Member of Powers Consulting, LLC, helping out the hearing industry. We appreciate your time this morning, getting people the word out for World Hearing Day. Thank you for your time.